schools, a major focus of the September 13th meeting of the Murfreesboro City Council. I'm Zach Troutman. This is WGNS News. A couple local schools getting some upgrades. Changes were made to renovations on the Discovery School at Reeves Rogers, which is receiving new energy-efficient equipment via the HVAC Energy Efficient Schools Initiative. Additionally, the City School's Finance and Administrative Services Director outlined what to expect in Phase 2 of additions to Hobgood Elementary, which came in over the original budget. However, the schools proved to be very resourceful.
Because of the way we broke the bid down, we were able to utilize some school nutrition funds to pay for restaurant or kitchen equipment. So we're not asking for any additional funds. We will pay for that out of the food service allocations.
I would just like to say, and I've said this before, I really want to compliment Mr. Anderson and Dr. Gilbert on the way that they handle their budgeting items. They just did an absolute outstanding job on finding money when they need to make things work. And it's just an amazing job.
This news is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kessner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center, on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you've been told that you have to live with pain, relief is possible. Call Dr. Mark Kessner at 895-1253. One public hearing was held to grant a certificate of compliance, and three more were scheduled to amend the zoning ordinance regarding parking for hotels and motels, zoning for Christmas tree sales, and to zone 2.4 acres along Old Las Casas Highway. Those hearings have been scheduled for October 18th. Finally, improvements to be made to Bradyville Pike, for which a vote was earlier deferred, were approved Thursday. Improvements will include road widening, the addition of sidewalks and landscaping, and additional lighting. You can listen to Mayor Bragg's Wednesday appearance on the WGNS Action Line for more details on that project, which can be found on our website, WGNSradio.com. That's the news for now. Stay tuned to WGNS.